Danny Shelton in the house.
What's different about workouts, Danny? What are Hugh Jackson workouts like?
Awesome. No, really, it's a different environment. You know, it's a positive environment. You know, an environment where we can go and you know, not be scared to learn something new. I mean, it's really a comfortable place for us to work now. And I'm not saying that it wasn't before, but you know, just having a new coaching staff, a new defensive program, a new workout program. You know, it could cause some people to stare away and try to do their own thing, but I don't really see that this year.
Can you talk about the number change?
Yeah, switch my number to 55. Yeah, but I basically, I always wanted to be number 55, but obviously, Alex had it, and I didn't want to, disrespect the man and asked to pay for it off of him. So I just went with 71 because I used 71 before. And so I just wanted to take number 55 before anybody else could. And I just felt like I'd be the best guy to represent the number. And so I took that opportunity, and I'm here today.
Did you wear that as a defensive lineman?
Well, today, yeah, I did. So, I mean, it's September. I'm pretty sure. I mean, the NFL is not going to have to, switch numbers back to 71 if they already changed it to 55. So I'm pretty sure I'll be able to play this season 55.
What if Ray and the coaches told you about how your role might be different this year than it was as a rookie?
Really just because I worked with Coach Horton during the Senior Bowl. So that whole week there with him. So me and him already had kind of, a common balance. I mean, him being a Husky alumni too helped out a little too. But he basically wants me to, make sure that I'm doing the right thing. I'm not, seeing myself as a rookie anymore. He wants me to, step up, and take on a new role. And that new role could be, the leader of the defense, could be the leader of defensive line, leader of this team. But really, I'm just, just going as we go through camp. I'm just going through everything that they're teaching us, and I'm trying to make sure I'm doing it at the best of my ability.
How different do you think defense will be as a whole, even though it's still 3-4, but different parts?
I think it'll be real different. Going off just the players that we lost and the players that we gained, and that alone is going to change our defense. And I feel like our defense is really confident, just based off of these past couple weeks working out with the guys. Everybody's really high energied and just ready to get to work.
What did you learn about the NFL last year? Now that you've had time to reflect on your rookie season?
Really, that it's a lot of opportunities, and a lot of just really opportunities on both sides of the ball. Being able to go in and play my rookie year, I didn't really feel like I took advantage of those opportunities. And opportunities, I'm talking about, just players going against some of the veterans that we played against, and learning from veterans like Alex, and just progressing every week. That's something that wasn't consistent for me, and that's something that I want to work on this year.
You mentioned Alex. Obviously, he's moved on. What did you take from the time of working against a guy like that, three-time Pro Bowler, and how can you use it going forward?
Really, to be patient. Because Alex was a quick guy. He was really quick, really flexible. And every time I went against him, it was like I'd win like every other four reps. And was just going off of kind of the way he played. I learned, you know, mid-season that not every center is going to be like Alex, you know. And so, you know, there's centers that I was dominating, and then there are centers that, you know, that were going back and forth with me.
From the standpoint, you came in with the same draft class as the new center, Cam. You know, obviously, you haven't practiced against him much of it all, but what are your impressions of him and what he might be able to do? What kind of guy is he?
I'm really excited. I'm excited to see how Cam, you know, does it at center. I mean, it's a position that he's familiar with, playing in college. He dominated in college at it, and so I really think he's going to do really good. I think he could, you know, fill in those shoes that we're missing. And he's a guy with, you know, long arms, a guy who's quick as well, and so he has, you know, some great guards and great tackles to play next to him too.
You feel like you got to. Hey, did Alex reach out to you when he heard that? I don't know when you exactly changed your number. And B, do you feel like you have something to live up to with that number, given how well he represented it here?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, 55 is a number that's been worn by a lot of great players, and so there's always going to be the aspect of, you know, trying to live up to the number, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to, you know, focus on, you know, playing for the Browns and playing my butt off, and then I'm also going to focus on, you know, representing this number the right way on the field and off the field. And so, I mean, this number, it goes back to, you know, Junior Sal, obviously. He's a guy who impacted our culture, my community, and then it also impacts my life because my older brother wore this number as well. And so and just having that, you know, alone, I feel like, you know, it strengthens me and gives me the confidence that I could represent this number the right way.
Danny, last year you had to wait a while to get here to start working with the team. How important is it that you're here already and have a full off season?
I mean, it's really important. I mean, that's why, you know, I dedicated my first couple months of off season here. You know, I wanted to get into the community, get a sense and a feeling of what, you know, what to expect this next year and what to expect the next couple years. You know, just being around the fans and being around the facility, trying to, you know, get more comfortable. And I feel like it's really helped me out. You know, going off of these past couple months, I feel more of an attachment to Cleveland, you know, and the Browns organization. And so I feel awesome.
Danny, were you disappointed you didn't play maybe as many snaps as you hoped last year? And as Ray told you that he expects that number to increase?
Yeah, I mean, I was livid. I mean, you know, I obviously I want to be on the field every snap. You know, I want to be able to pass rush. I want to be able to make some sacks and, you know, put up the numbers. But at the same time, you got to respect the coaches and, you know, their authority. And so I'm excited for this year because, you know, Ray Horan and Coach Nunn, you know, they're both giving me the opportunity. They're saying that the opportunity is there, and all I have to do is just step up and take that spot.
Did you? I think it was Ray at some point who said he, in the view of getting you on the field more, you wanted you to lose weight. Did you? Have you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was my main goal coming off of last season. My weight got up last season, and you know, that was my priority. Right when the season ended, I wanted to drop some weight. And been working with the weight training staff now, so I've been seeing more of the weight come down too. And so, you know, I'm just continue to be there. I mean, continue to work and be consistent with my weight, and hopefully, I'll be ready for the season.
Can you give us an idea of how much you lost or where you're at?
Man, I want to say I lost like 40 pounds, but I think it really is like 15 pounds. But, I mean, obviously, you know, it's a work in progress. And so it's a work in progress. I mean, I've been dropping fat. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, I've been getting some muscles, you know. So, you know, obviously the training's been helping out a lot. So
when you walked
walked away from the season last year, and it's interesting to get a rookie's view on this. 3-13, and then the reality of the NFL that a coaching staff gets fired. Did you say to yourself, God, I don't want to go through that again?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough because I witnessed the same thing in college. You know, I had three different head coaches. I mean, not head coaches, but defensive line coaches, and you know, it was tough for me to adjust to that. But really, just talking to a lot of the veterans and them, you know, just letting me know that it's part of the business, and it really is because I mean, you never know what will happen tomorrow. We could get a new weightlifting coach or a new nutritionist. So I mean, everything, you know, happens, and so everything happens for a reason, and I don't really have a problem. I'm just going to continue to adjust and grow with the staff that we have and the players that we have.
Can you just clarify? You said your older brother. Which brother was it?
The one that passed away, Shannon Skeevy.